As college students prepare to wrap up another semester and another year, protests over the war in Gaza are popping up on campuses, some making headlines over arrests being made as police try to disperse the groups of protesters from university grounds. The latest conflict between protesters and police coming from Brooklyn College at a pop-up encampment where cell phone video shows police giving a verbal warning to protesters to leave, but then being interrupted by pro-Palestinian chants. The New York Times reported physical altercations between protesters and police as officers worked to clear the campus. Some cell phone video online showed officers and protesters on the ground and protesters being pushed back after they were blocking officers and resisted orders to move. Police told the Times they were called in by the college around 5 p.m. Thursday, and at least seven arrests were made with seven others given orders to appear in court. The college said protesters broke its policy against tents on campus and requested police to disperse the crowd. In a media statement, the college says, "The safety of our campus community will always be paramount, and Brooklyn College respects the right to protest while also adhering to strict rules meant to ensure the safe operation of our university and prohibit individuals from impeding access to educational facilities." This latest protest outbreak follows another high-profile incident out of Columbia University this week. We're now learning that of the 80 protesters arrested, one out of three are not verified students of Columbia, according to a source who spoke with Fox News. That law enforcement source also says over 60 of the arrests were women. On Wednesday, protesters stormed a campus library, claiming to have renamed the building to Basil al-Arraj, the name of a Palestinian activist, seen as a martyr by Palestinians and seen as an alleged terrorist by Israel, accused of plotting attacks against Israel, according to the IDF. In 2017, when the man was killed during a raid, the protesters plastered posters and threw out pamphlets, standing on desks, making pro-Palestinian chants while some students were studying for finals. Columbia called in the NYPD. An Immigration and Customs Enforcement official also told Fox News that Homeland Security is requesting names and fingerprints of the 80 people arrested to check if any of them are here on visas. The Trump administration has already ordered hundreds of student visas to be revoked over similar participation in these college campus protests that the State Department says bled into anti-Semitism on college campuses. Those orders out of the country are currently being challenged in the courts.